Can you tell us a bit about the slow movement and what its aim is?
Slow means being present, living each moment fully, and putting quality before quantity in everything we do. A lot of people nowadays are rushing through life instead of actually living it. This can hurt our health, our work, and our relationships, as I found out from personal experience. So the slow movement is about doing things at the right speed for ourselves. This doesn't mean that we should do everything slowly. That would be unreasonable. But faster isn't always better.
When did you realize you needed to slow down your pace of life?
I realized this when I started speed reading bedtime stories to my son. I'd be reading Snow White and skipping paragraphs, even whole pages. My son would complain, and we argued about it constantly. Then, one day, I considered buying a collection of 1-minute bedtime stories. Think Snow White in 60 seconds. That's when I realized my fast-paced lifestyle was hurting my relationship with my son, and I needed to slow things down.
How can we slow down in our everyday lives?
Start with small changes, and then build from there. I began by dropping a few things from my schedule that weren't essential. Switching off my phone for periods of time, taking more breaks at work to rest or meditate. Like I said before, it's about finding your own ways to do things at the right speed for you, instead of doing them as fast as possible.